everyone. We are back on the air with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Good to see you again. Yeah. Next on the show is Noble.
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had their sanity check yet?
I have. My thing I returned very, very, very sane.
Yeah, kinda.
I don't know. You should do this more often, but yeah. Looks like you're basically starting the triggering factory again.
Yep.
Nice.
Next on the show is Aeon.
Hola, been a while.
God
dang, the world has really gone mental.
Yeah. At the very least, you have your sanity compared to the rest of the world, so you're holding up. And next on the show is No Dragons Please.
Hey yo, and the reason I know the world's gone crazy is because the top broadcast on Reddit right now is a cat eating food.
You're serious?
That has to be the most dullest freaking thing ever to happen.
What's yeah, but I mean, though? It's eating its cat food, and now it's drinking water.
Oh, exciting! It's also That's drinking funny. Water. Wow.
Yes.
Gotta go check that out.
How bad does the world have to be for people to be entertained by that?
I don't know, man. It's,
I'll
it's
tell you how. It's Reddit, man. It's a site where you just go to find people with god complexes.
I mean, that was YouTube back in the old days. You know, cat videos were like the thing.
What do you mean, especially when you put bread around their head.
Cat videos have never not been the thing. They're still the thing.
Okay.
Only now it's a more appeal to more bored audiences and more crazy audiences.
Mm-hmm. So we make memes out of the cats, so...
The more things change, the more things stay the same. Except, yeah.
I think they get more interesting.
Well, we could be playing
a
better.
Oh, wow, looks like we're going to start collecting money now, are we? Powers says, hello, awoo, $250 on your way.
What?
So, I don't know, do we take selfie post fines? That's a story for another time. But yeah, we take mail orders of cash. Kind of. Not really. But yeah, if you want to buy our merchandise, our store at furryraiders.org is always open. Sorry for the shameless plug.
And we're on the outer rim of the Halcyon Colony. Remember that before the freaking intergalactic feds come for us.
The, as we might call it, the Uwu police.
In case you all didn't know, that's an Outer Worlds joke I tried to make happen.
Okay.
Alright. So... Shall we begin then? We have on our table our namesake of this week is the Gamer Pill, but that's for an article soon to come. But we do have a lot of games to cover, so buckle up. And we're going to start with Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons are calling for removal of the term race from the game.
Hmm. Are they, though? Is anyone really doing that?
I really want to know, like, what they consider fans.
Right.
Good question.
People who pay the most money are the wokest. That's who they're considering.
Yeah.
But are they?
Hmm.
They might. I don't know. Maybe they might think they get a dollar out of them. I really don't know what's going on with companies anymore catering to these people, saying they're the fans and... The people who are actually using this shit or not. Oh, God.
So, do they have an alternative of what they're going to call, the different...
They did, actually. They had another post as well. Look at... they actually call them Playable Folk. Look at this post, like a tweet post.
Playable Folk?
They will release a product now set up as a way for a player to customize the character's origin, including the option to change their ability score, increases that come from being an elf, a dwarf, or one of D&D's many other playable folk.
Is that the new politically correct term?
Good playable morning, folk. Fellow folk. Good morning, my fellow Elven folk.
Dwarven I wouldn't folk. Really care, man. Just really, why would you pick something like that? I mean, okay, what's next? You're going to start using that for video games like The Witcher or something like that?
No, don't give them the idea, Aeon. Please, no.
They already did for the show. CD Projekt Red ain't going to bend that fucking knee.
You know what? I think you should probably be more concerned with games that have more playable folk, like World of Warcraft and The Elder Scrolls.
Mine is a Khajiit. Its name is It, Howl, and Uwu notices your bulge. Not playable folk like these people want.
Wait, so is that,
yours?
Is that offensive to people? Like, I'm still trying to understand why is this a problem?
Because everything must be a problem, apparently, to these people.
Because the word race reminds people of racism. I don't know. I'm just trying to use the same logic that they probably have, and it's just coming straight from the toilet, so.
Oh, my God.
What about the other fact they want to fundamentally change the game the way it works?
They wanted to cater for more disability stuff, and they wanted to... We remember, like, in a past episode, we managed to cover how orcs have been now in the spotlight.
Yeah, and the real racists are the ones who compare orcs to actual humans. Like, damn, you don't be doing that. They're a fantasy creature. I'm sorry, orcish folk. I'm gonna use the right terms now, apparently.
Apparently, they wanted to go the whole, you know, the orc, like, he was a good boy! He was glad to go to college!
Crying out loud.
No. Go to college, learn how to pillage, rape, and burn, and, you know, do all that. Make some axes in the caves. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Here's another thing to note as well. A Dungeons & Dragons fan responded to Crawford's reply with a tweet of their own saying, I noticed the word race isn't used. Wizards of the Coast are going to exchange that word with, like, something more accurate, like species? I think that would be a good alternative.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
I would go with species at that point, not playable folk. I mean, what does that even fucking entail?
See, but what if we start developing speciesism?
Oh, come on.
Hey, I mean, people are already saying that, like, orcs are racist and everything else, and even though they're fantasy creatures. Can you imagine people being like, that dog is offended by how you pet it on its head?
Orc lives matter.
Orc lives
matter. Can you imagine?
OLM? Nikki, not gonna lie, I actually kind of see an Orc Lives Matter protest happening at some point.
Yeah, maybe Onward the sequel.
Okay.
But we know that's not gonna happen.
All right, well, you guys have prompted me to go to Twitter and see what the degenerates of Twitter have
Make
been
sure you
posting.
Go with a biohazard suit.
Hashtag Orc Lives Matter. Well, which is the reparations for what the humans reduced us to.
Look, they fundamentally want to change the way the game works, which that might work, and in other cases, it may take away what makes the game actually special. At which point, you know, let me get you a shovel.
So there is a hashtag called Orc Lives Matter.
Oh,
I figured that would be the case.
Holy shit.
Hi, Wuz.
Yeah, you responded a little late, but you're here now. So
welcome.
Yes, yeah. You are.
You're a little quiet.
Yeah, we can hear you a little bit. You're a little subdued, but it's all good. At least it's, you know, it's fine to have you again. But here we are. Yeah, but you know, back on a little bit of track, there's a little bit more as well to the whole freaking Dungeons and Dragons story because of the current timeline we're in. Amid a pandemic and a racial reckoning, Dungeons and Dragons finds itself at an inflection point. This article is exactly as you said. Go on.
Most people doing stuff, like the Disney thing, changing Mulan to black, or this Dungeons and Dragons thing, they're just trying to get re-noticed.
I think you're right. 100%. Yeah, to get back to the whole thing, like, hey, Noble, speaking of the Mulan thing, you sent me a video of, like, somebody, of a Frenchman tearing up a Mulan display.
I saw that. Yes, on Twitter. Why?
What the fuck?
Yes, yeah. I was sent a video of, a Frenchman tearing up a Mulan display just because the release was delayed. Something along those lines, wasn't it?
No.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, because it's being released.
He just obliterated.
Hold up. Let me get the thing. I got it for you. I got you, fam. Let me screen.
As I understand, he got pissed off that it was being released digitally.
What?
Now you don't screw with the French.
I heard about them. They want to sell it for $30 digitally.
Yeah. Which is more than what it would cost to go in the cinema, but you also get to keep the movie apparently. So
yeah,
sound like a fair trade.
Look at how proud he is! Like after he steps on it, he just stands.
Oh yeah, look at me, girl, mask man! Like hot Mulan display goes collapse.
Every time you let Disney get a little bit on stuff like that, they're gonna keep on going worse and worse. Eventually, $100 a piece.
For what that guy did.
Everything.
For what that guy did, I have to clap because that was definitely a good show.
I do too. And if there's one thing the French are good at, it's basically, protesting, burning shit down, and tearing shit down.
And especially, also surrendering when being invaded.
Well, I was going to say, especially when it relates to their own city sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, win a World Cup. They freaking burn shit down.
Yeah.
Lose the World Cup. You know what's going to happen.
Oh, is that still happening?
The protest?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I meant the World Cup. Is that still a thing?
Not at the moment. Not to my knowledge, but...
Luis Suarez is out of job at this point for right now.
Yeah. But I guess that's exactly what everybody's been saying about Disney, isn't it, though?
I was going to say, so the weirdest thing about that video is I swear the Frenchman was using a baguette to tear down Mulan.
Oh, come on.
A stale baguette.
Very, very stale.
That is like the most Frenchiest thing you can ever do.
Oh my God.
I shared a meme onto Facebook the other day, and it's a guy that has two baguettes, one in his mouth and one behind him. And it says a French sniper has hit.
Oh, no.
And they're holding a baguette.
The baguette is like it looks like it would be shot through the entire person. Yeah. Like they made it look like it was through the entire person.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's,
yeah. Just to kind of get back a little bit on track, you're right. Like they're still trying to fundamentally change, the evil people. Like we mentioned orcs and drow, the dark elves. And they're trying to, have been characterized as monstrous and evil. And using, and paralleling that with real world ethnic groups.
Yeah, but wasn't the idea of Dungeons and Dragons to get away from the real world?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the idea of most like fantasy based stuff is to get away from the real world. But now apparently we have to also have political messages in fantasy when it doesn't even resemble the real world.
Here's the thing. They say, this is the thing I said. The reason that evil cultures exist in Dungeons and Dragons is because there is a non-insignificant subset of players who want to play a game where they kick down the door heroically and kill the bad guy. About interrogating what that means, about interrogating why the bad guys are the bad guys. I mean, Dungeons and Dragons literally was built on a, you know, on an era where like a black and white, you know, the dividing line of good and evil was such a popular figure in storytelling.
Well, yeah. How long has it been around for? Like 50 years?
Yeah, and it's
yeah.
something like Lord
it's
of the Rings.
Classic.
You know?
That, why did I have to go like with great? You know, why do they want gray morality stuff?
I don't know. It's like
because we have to gray morality everything, so it makes us feel not as bad when we make bad decisions.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, Avira, I'm just pulling all of this out of the toilet that these people obviously get their logic from.
Yeah, obviously they did. Jeez. It's like, oh, well, we should totally just be friends with the orcs, right? Oh, they're just raping and pillaging and, you know, looting villages. Oh, it's all fine. It's fine. They're probably good at heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is why you get the authorities to come in, drag them away, and figure out exactly what the hell they were doing and, you know, lock them up in a jail cell for the next, like, 5 years.
Or you could be the hero and knock down the door heroically and, you know, fight the bad guys. As you do.
Yeah, because that thing has really worked in storytelling. It's the one that sells. Yeah. It's the one that sells. What do you expect?
This really does not bode well for any future video games that are going to be made if companies really decide to keep going this route.
Well, no, it could actually benefit, because if D&D ends up getting wiped off the face of the planet because of this, well, hopefully other games will stop.
No, I think it'll be right, you know, right for a revival of some, you know, they'll be called to revive the same genre.
I'm not very confident they're going to learn their lesson.
What, like the Slurm Queen in Futurama? Who tries to turn Leela into one of a Slurm Queen? So later on, they can turn around and bring back Classic Slurm and make a butt ton of money.
Slurm lives matter.
Wham, 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 wazzle.
I don't know. I get gray morality in some sense of like games, but when you just want to escape and be like, good, evil, fight, bad guy, bam, easy. Not have to delve into like a 3 week long backstory of why the person actually is evil. I'm looking at Naruto episodes for this, by the way, but you know.
Okay.
I gave up on that anime after I saw the American release of it. It's like, oh hell no, I'm not watching this shit.
Okay, but like there are definitely some stories in fantasy games out there that clearly have the Dark Lord or, you know, the Black Riders or something clearly supposed to just be a negative force.
But Avira, why did they become that way? That's what we got to know.
Evil?
No, but why would they choose evil over good?
Because it's more fun. I don't know.
Who's to say it's more fun?
Well, no,
you were listening to your fascist overlord, Xavier. Come on.
Oh, silly me. My goodness.
Yeah, hold on. The real question is, who is the actual bad guy? You, the character, or the one that you're going around to cut the head off?
These are some really big brain questions you got to answer.
You've always got to ask that self. Ask yourself that question. Are you the actual bad guy here?
I don't know.
In some D&D campaigns, I definitely was the actual bad guy.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
It is fun.
It's, you know, it's about creating your own story, so yeah.
Just be a chaotic evil lizard man who just enjoys, like, destroying things.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Destruction is nice.
These changes are really going to put off a lot of players into D&D. A shame.
Yeah, I don't see how the current edition is going to pick up, you know, quite well. So,
well,
like, I mean, hey, if it's any solace though, the third and 3.5 of the fourth edition will still be there.
Yeah, that's true.
And what was that about wheelchairs in Dungeons and Dragons that I was brought up?
Yeah, they're talking about bringing in wheelchairs, you know, to appease the wheelchair crowd. You know, the people who are literally disabled and cannot fucking do anything.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, no, you
well,
make a key
except accident. Be attached to a chair, maybe.
Like, so let's say you decide by all intents, you make a character with that many handicaps, and you know, and you find your solution is a wheelchair. What's true, right?
Well, we were talking earlier about Dr. Xavier. Like, that works, you know. And there's also a whole backstory as to why that happened to him.
Yeah. You
also,
were about to say
also, I looked, and there is a psychic class in 3.5. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Cool.
The right. Psionics.
Interesting.
Was you about to say something?
You know when you play your own characters in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As your story character?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to play mine because my character's OP. Not even
I think,
as
you know,
a protagonist.
I think, you know, there's a kind of, you know, people design around with balance and so forth with that, but hey.
Okay, so here's a question. If you actually are bound, would you want to play a fantasy game where you're also in a wheelchair? You know, wouldn't you kind of want to not be?
I think they do.
Who knows, man?
I think this defeats the point of escapism, doesn't it?
Like, would have to.
It really does, yeah. I don't get it.
We would have to have a D&D player on the channel. And someone who is in a wheelchair. You know, those two things together before we could actually make a definitive decision, at least on one person's idea. But as it is, I don't know.
For me, an able-bodied individual, it would be presenting a unique version of strategy, but I also am able-bodied and like can get out of my fantasy wheelchair whenever I want.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right.
So, I believe, yeah, that is for Dungeons and Dragons, then. Well, I don't have much hope in the current 5th edition, but, you know,
yeah,
optimism being what it is, we might hope for a turnaround. You know, course correction.
I just hope video games don't try and follow this policy. I mean, I know some of them do kind of already, like the Fallout games and all that, but that's because you get to make the choice.
Yeah. So, we're still continuing on the video game train thing. Next up, we have the story I'm catching up on, video game approved as prescription medicine.
So here's a question. Does this mean Dark Souls is actually like a drug? Like harmful drugs? Is Dark Souls harmful drugs? Do you go to your video game dealer and say, yeah, I'll take some of that Dark Souls 3, about 3 grams of it?
I have a prescription here from my doctor that says, give it to me.
Okay, from what I understand, video games do have a similar effect on the brain as drugs.
Yeah, they could be addictive, man. I've seen a lot of studies about that.
I can tell you as a League of Legends player, I concur.
Wait, so
I can tell you as, well, an all-around one, I can agree with it.
So, what
as
would
a
life, it be
as a, you know, as a gamer from my life, I can agree that too. So that makes a lot of us.
Well, games are bad.
Yeah. You agree with us?
I was reading the, I'm spacing out right now. Derp.
Oh, you well, cycle, in fact.
Yeah, the article. Yeah, I was reading the article. And I realized that that's really similar to my situation. I have ADD pretty bad. And it, something to focus on helps out quite a bit.
I think. Oh, okay. So you'd agree that this, so the game itself, Endeavor RX, was designed in a way to kind of be as a, you know, to kind of make.
Yeah,
more...
there's different kinds though. My particular one requires me to focus on multiple tasks at a time to make it work correctly. I have too much focus, and if I don't focus on a bunch of things, I can't make it work right.
Right. So, each case is going to be different. You're right. But if you were to say, let's say, if you were to try in the, you know, the game, this one here that is, that's been approved by the FDA, would this, you know, kind of give you a better side effect? We just eliminate most of the side effects.
It was scientifically designed to actually treat ADHD. This is really fascinating.
I wonder how it works with
the abilities to get harder as it goes. Will actually be a problem for people who have depression, because if they can't beat it and it keeps on getting harder, it'll make their depression worse.
I mean,
that was in the article.
Also though, like, there's a game called League of Legends that's perfect to make your depression worse as well.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I think, you know, you can pretty much.
Dare I say Halo 5 with its sweat fest.
That is going to be, you know, making your depression worse.
Man, you know, when I was a kid, like, playing Spyro, there were certain levels that I just could not get past, and it really bothered me. I didn't get the
point
of it, though. And now there's a thing called the YouTube.
At the time, you know, most people in 1998 and so forth, they didn't know how to get through the most notorious Spyro level.
I know, treetops.
Wait. Oh, yeah, because you could... I remember, I don't even remember how I actually figured out, like, how to beat treetops, but I figured it out. Somehow.
By complete accident,
and I got over to the thing, and I was like, oh, cool, that's how you do it. Man, I wish I could tell other people. And then, of course, like, in 2001, a whole bunch of boards came out.
Yeah.
That was like, this is how you beat treetops.
Did you ever have trouble with the trolley?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Oh, that was a nightmare.
In the remake, it's actually, like, not as bad, which is nice.
Well, no, that's horrible. They've simplified the game.
I know.
Right? They took away its fun.
Well, so, it's ironic because the only reason it's not as bad is because you can see more in the remake than you could in the original.
Oh, okay. I still haven't played it yet, to be honest.
I haven't either.
It's actually a really good Toys for Bob product, and I'm hoping that... Mm-hmm. If they decide to do, like, the Legend of the Dragon remakes, they would be the ones to do it. Yeah, the Legend of Spyro.
But, you know. I think most people are more enamored with the classic.
Drive you crazy in the first levels.
Yeah. So, if a video game is not scientifically designed, like, specifically to help with conditions...
Does it make it useless, do you think?
No, yeah, like, do you think other games could still be helpful?
I think so, too.
Excuse me, you mean to tell me that Ninja Gaiden was in fact not designed to make me hate myself?
Oh, wow, jeez, okay.
Why not go the extra mile and say RE3 Remake was designed to make you depressed?
Why not go the extra mile and say that The Last of Us 2 was not designed to make you depressed?
Oh,
boy.
Apparently The Last of Us 2 was a character in their design... people to hate, and apparently people hated them, so...
I feel like Tetris would give you OCD. Like, it would give to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
God.
Come on, where is the long one? Please.
I have several games in my collection that will basically make you want to smash your console and burn your house down.
Are they scientifically approved for, you know, to induce rage?
I know, you ever tried playing Zoids and getting past anywhere past, like, the first two levels? I'm still stuck on getting past that. I've had it for years and still haven't been able to go past that.
Man, I haven't played that in years.
Actually, there was a game, Star Wars The Clone Wars, that came out.
Had it. I beat that completely thing.
The first, like, three levels you can get by with, like, relatively, like, low strategy and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden, like, you have to actually figure out how to play the game, or else you just die constantly.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, what do you think if, like, foreign governments were to secretly make games in order to poison the public's mind?
I think we've already done that with, like, The Last of Us 2.
Oh, yeah.
They do that all the time.
That's, like, a whole different level of warfare.
Have you ever seen the
difference
between Halo 3 and American Halo 3 and the Chinese version?
Oh, I saw that. Shit was wild.
It was stupid.
You know, Avira, some might call that modern warfare.
Dude. What about the Russian devil in modern warfare?
I think that got pulled worldwide, but if you can still snag yourself a copy before the cops get you in some other part of the world, like, say, Iran or Russia, then you are an absolute fucking Chad.
So like the postal movie, postal game in Australia that was denied classification and made illegal to own.
It's illegal?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's illegal over in Australia. It's literally too offensive for them.
What the heck?
Log in as American.
Wow.
I mean,
all you gotta do is change your location to a different country. It's not a ban.
Yeah,
from.
Yeah, you can use just my possibly a VPN. Sure, I'll go with that.
To be fair, a lot of the other
countries are doing that. China is like doing that a lot because they want to play games that they're not allowed to.
There's also like games where America is the bad guy that when they get localized in America, we are no longer the bad guy.
Oh yeah, I've seen games like that. Oh, that's pretty funny.
Oh man. Yeah, but I mean, just to kind of get back onto this though, to get back onto the whole topic though, you agree that there's definitely potential for video games just to kind of improve these skills if you're affected with ADHD, like your motor skills, your...
Yeah, you gotta get the right particular version of your ADHD figured out before trying to prescribe something like that, because it could make it worse.
Wait, so can this game be prescribed or just regularly bought?
It is prescribed. Like, you know, again, the FDA has approved it as a digital treatment for this video game.
Okay, so basically, if I'm depressed, I can go to my doctor and say, hey, I need, like, a prescription for one copy of Honeycam Studio. Can you hit me up with that?
Yeah, like, do you need a prescription?
In all honesty, that just sounds very stupid.
I think that's where it's going to go in the future. They're going to prescribe weird stuff like this. It's cheap for them, and they don't have to pay money into therapy. Just describe that, and if it works, if it don't work, then I'll pick a different one.
I think kind of onto something was of the current trend of pill pushers.
So I feel really bad for anyone who gets prescribed Sonic the Hedgehog OX.
Oh God!
Oh my God! Why would they even do that? That's evil.
Because they're trying euthanasia, but without them having to do it.
I wish I could die from anything.
I wish I could die from anything. Here you go. Here's Sonic the Hedgehog OX. Thanks, Doc.
Oh, jeez.
Don't worry. I'm pretty sure that edgy 13-year-old with the Shadow the Hedgehog profile picture will comment on this video and be like, what do you mean Sonic the Hedgehog OX was my favorite one? Oh, it made Shadow look even cooler than he already was.
Oh, he's a good laugh comment. This file says, EA Sports, want to escape from problems? Nope, pass money and we'll make your depression worse.
Oh, that's so true. That's extremely true.
Oh, yeah, I got really depressed when I lost my account.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know, imagine being more depressed about virtual sports than not being able to play real sports.
Imagine being so depressed that you decided that you want to play a virtual sports game.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, like, on the advice of the, like,
I've been playing offline for a long time lately, for the last couple of years, but I mean, I just recently went back online. But my old account on Xbox 360 got, when they did the update on the old 360 a few years back. So basically, my account got locked out. So as long as I don't go online, I can play it.
Yeah, that's one thing. But here's the thing I was getting at. Like, imagine if you were, you know, if you're on, you know, if you're basically, you know, an athlete and, you know, and instead, you get prescribed as this is the kind of, you know, rehabilitative therapy, like to play EA Sports rather than the real thing.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't work. That's one thing you can't use for therapy, though. If you're trying to do physical therapy, you can't use the virtual therapy. It doesn't work together.
You could if it's like the VR thing and you're like standing.
No, it doesn't work. Come on. It doesn't work because you need real full-on knowledge of what you're going on. It works a little bit, but I mean, it doesn't fully work like you need.
I don't know, man. Back in the day when I was playing Rock Band, after an hour, I mean, that's a freaking workout.
Oh, yeah, that one, if you're just trying to get some muscles after you got the basic therapy down, but it will not work for the basic therapy you need if you're after an incident.
What? Oh, no, obviously not that.
What if someone got prescribed Super Mario Strikers, though?
I don't know. Some of the games I haven't played.
Prescribed for what, though?
They were FIFA. They were FIFA athlete, and so they're just like, "Hey, you can't play soccer anymore because you have an ankle injury. But if you want to simulate like playing like you were in the game, here you go. Here's Super Mario Strikers." They don't even prescribe the actual FIFA games. They're just like Super Mario Strikers. Here you go.
Oh, jeez.
Does this mean that like game companies are now branding ambassadors to doctors?
I don't know.
Oh also, no,
it could be.
Would this be covered like under health insurance, you think?
Please, no. I don't want my $60 game to go to $600.
Oh, well, I don't know. Well, if you have good insurance, it might be covered.
I don't know. I don't want like prescriptions to buy video just to get approved to purchase video games, but here we are.
Yeah, right? Here we are.
I don't know.
I mean, what's a prescription going to do me? Give me 50 cc's of Far Cry 6 or 100 cc's of goddamn The Dark Pictures Man of Medan?
I don't know. You have to take these.
I mean, what the hell is that going to do? What's the use?
Like, and also you have to think about your dosages too, and timing of the dosages.
Definitely talk to your doctor about that issue.
500 cc's of Dark Souls 3 because I no longer want to have a life.
For an hour a day.
Oh, that'll do it.
Lest you go insane. What?
I have not played that game, and I still got to play it.
But yeah,
I haven't played either one of the three.
Yeah, you'd say again, just to kind of round this out, like this, where do you think this whole thing is going to be headed? Like, is there going to be, you know, like more and more of the, you know, kind of games for like for rehabilitative, whether it's by, you know, it's a phone app or by VR?
Well,
like,
could it be much easier, much faster than basically putting a therapist out there, because having a game pre-made and just having somebody knowing which game to provide and tell the person to get is a lot less cost efficient.
Okay, but can you imagine all the YouTubers? Hey guys, welcome to my speedrun of Therapy Simulator.
Oh no.
Yeah,
oh god,
yeah,
no.
And you're going to have no one watching them probably.
I don't have everyone watching them.
I think speedrunners are more popular than you think.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
they speedrun. Sorry.
I'm just talking about therapy. Oh my gosh.
Still, if there's a market for it, then you know they'll demand for it. But yeah, go ahead, Aeon.
There is a game called Desert Bus that people still speedrun to this fucking day, and no, I'm not joking. It is literally the most boring game, and here thinking that it can't get worse. If somebody does make a simulator like that, then you know what? We're done as a species. Game over. We're fucked.
I mean, think about how many Super Mario 64 speedruns happen in a year, and that game's been out 19 years. No, almost 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Same could be said for the original Resident Evil, if you want to get technical, down to the brass tacks.
Ooh, yeah. Are Super Mario the Lost Levels? Hey guys, we have the official YouTube support team.
That's it. That's the end of the show, guys. Nope, we're dead. We can't have this anymore. Right. No, actually, you know what I want to do instead?
Oh, shit.
So, for a while there, I had the world record of Resident Evil 5 speedrun.
Nice.
So, I
wonder if I still have it.
I have two questions for you. What was the time, and why would you do that to yourself?
Hey, at least it wasn't 6, so give him some slack.
I mean, but I think 6 at least has smarter AI than 5 does. 5, the AI will just stand in front of you and, like,
just
do nothing.
Yeah, but 6, it's just a depressing game to even slog through.
I think it was, like, 4 or 3.5 hours beat the whole entire game.
Nice.
Oh, you poor thing.
I can't believe you sat through 4 hours of watching your AI partner do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, yeah. If you beat it in 5 hours, you can get infinite weapons, a certain infinite weapons. It's a lot easier to get the game beaten than once you get infinite weapons.
True.
But I had nearly everything unlocked.
All right. So, I believe that is that for our, you know, excuse the pun, daily dose of video games. So, next item, probably the next item that we weren't expecting or asking for, is a potential remake of Ren and Stimpy.
No. God,
please, no.
I got the lost episode.
It's good it's going to be on Comedy Central, though.
They're doing it anyway, but...
Well, I mean, Beavis... Oh, sorry.
Where is the demand for it? Yeah, go ahead.
No, you were talking, I interrupted you, man. That's what I was saying.
There's no fear for this. Why? Why did they have to make such a thing? It's like, shouldn't something like this stay dead?
And I think they did try to make a reboot of this a few years ago, but it didn't really.
Yeah, the last episodes where it's adult. It's adult one. And it's like, adult. Whoa. What?
Oh, adult yeah. Party Crew 2 show.
I just accidentally picked it up the other day, right before this. You guys were getting ready to do this thing.
I mean, to be honest, though, Ren and Stimpy was kind of always adult-ish. I mean, some of the jokes are really sick.
Yeah.
Yikes, man.
This is a show that should stay dead and buried.
Like the TV remote one.
Oh.
That's my favorite show, man. I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The old one was a good show, but I just don't know. When they reboot stuff, it tends to go awful. I mean, just think about Teen Titans Go or oof. Think about the Teen Titans that was in between the original Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go. Ugh.
Think about the live action Teen Titans.
Which one would you rather have, the Go or live action?
Oh, guys, check out that armband that Noble's making. It's so cool.
I actually kind of
handcrafted from the finest Corinthian.
I hear that now the live action Teen Titans is finally starting to get good, but
oh no.
Yeah, I was watching it. I have season one, or is it season two? And they were showing Raven's father coming in, and I'm like, okay, they're just speed throwing this in like they did with Avatar.
Isn't her father like a demon?
Yeah,
her father is basically.
They're pulling an Avatar on the show series. That's what I see about it. And I'm like, nope.
So with Ren and Stimpy, are they going to have the same voice actors from like 25 years ago?
I hope so. That'd make it better for me.
Yeah, it would.
I think the show needs a conscience. That's all I can say.
I think, you know what?
Leave the conscience out of it.
In my honest opinion, I don't think the current generation is able to handle Ren and Stimpy.
No.
I do believe they'll be offended pretty easily by it.
Yeah, yep.
And if I may interject, I mean, look at what happened with John Kay after... You know, adult party cartoon. Man was a con man, like Butch Hartman is right now. So I'm thinking this remake is just him trying to line his pockets one more fucking time.
Yeah. Well, also, what I'm concerned about, you know, with a reboot like this is the original show had such a unique animation style. It was like that early 90s, you know, kind of rough looking, but it was like nostalgic and, you know, something cool about it.
Right. I don't even know. I don't even know if I've seen anything or any of the current art style of Ren and Stimpy, but the current popular thing artistic wise is Cal Arts, the goofy cartoony style that just why?
Oh
yeah, that's going everywhere and it's just horrible. Again, most people don't even realize all the adult comedy thrown into it. It's like a lot of it's really well hidden.
Yeah. You know, for the longest time, I didn't even know that Stimpy was a cat. Like, he just looks like such a weird character. I had no idea.
I could tell he was a cat. Or I couldn't tell Ren was a chihuahua. Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I think his name is Ren. It's been a while, but yeah, well, he has like those chihuahua ears, and he kind of talks with like that Mexican accent, like a little bit, like "Oh, Stimpy, what are you doing?" You know, like the chihuahua guy.
Or you idiot.
Oh, yes, classic. Yeah.
No, it's Stimpy, you idiot.
Stimpy.
You idiot man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was my favorite show, man. Like, it's one of my favorite top shows. Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy, and a bunch of other shows.
What's next? Are they going to reboot Courage the Cowardly Dog?
I was just thinking.
Let me tell you guys right now.
I saw an ad about
you go first because they. It was not going to be live action, actually. I kind of looked it up because I heard rumblings that Courage could have been coming back, but different. And I found the pilots on YouTube before they took it down. It was 3D. Courage talked a lot more. Eustace was sort of nice, but still a douchebag.
Oh, dude, yeah, I saw
that. And it didn't get picked up, thank God. Because not Courage.
I didn't like Courage because it was so... like repetitive.
It did get picked up though, because it's going to be released in theaters October 23rd, 2020. Ah, how can 2020 get worse?
Oh no!
Don't say that.
You're serious?
I'm dead
are you serious.
Serious? I'm serious.
Give me a link so we can share it with us.
Did not even know.
Kill me. Kill me.
All
just
right.
Kill me, man.
All
you
right,
want,
Joel,
you want that overlay again, Aeon?
Please, God, no, no. All right.
Okay,
I got a link to this. If all right, I think you. I might have to grant you your wish.
Oh no!
There is no God.
Courage the Cowardly Dog 2020 film is an upcoming American 2D animated comedy horror film that will be released in theaters on October 23rd, 2020.
Wow.
Yep, definitely
Wait,
a horror film.
What?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
I thought it was going to be going for the 3D shit. No synopsis whatsoever.
Well, what was cool about the original show?
The details are scarce at the moment.
Yeah. Wow.
But they have a release date, and when they get release date, Hollywood seems to somehow make this release date happen. Unless, of course, it's a Disney film, and then all of a sudden it gets mysteriously canceled. X-Men Origins Gambit. Anyway.
Or delayed like Mulan.
Yeah.
I think got French.
Or like a certain Coraline-style film where some kid was able to make shadow puppets with his hands, able to fight some kind of shadow demon with that shit. I can't remember its name, but that was almost going to happen, and then they just fucking backed out.
It's an interesting concept, I guess. So, did anybody...
it was by the guy who gave us the visuals for The Nightmare Before Christmas and all that shit.
Oh, that was pretty good. Yeah, Tim Burton. That was good.
Not Tim Burton, but the people who helped him make the animation happen. Who became Laika.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. But, yeah, I think... You know, I think our summation to the whole Ren and Stimpy thing can be summed up by these Twitter posts as well, given how they reacted to the whole shebang. Basically, it says, Ren and Stimpy doesn't need to be brought back. Beavis and Butthead doesn't need to be brought back. Even Clone High doesn't need to be brought back. They had their chances and are interesting relics of the past. There are so many people who have so many new and better ideas for today.
Did you know King of the Hill spawned off of Beavis and Butthead?
Wow.
So did Daria.
Beavis and Butthead, yeah. We all know this. It's common knowledge to know Mike Judge.
So, isn't this just following the trend of Hollywood lately, is that it feels like they've run out of ideas, so they're just, like, looking back at what used to be popular and hoping
totally.
To bank on that?
Dude,
why not
look
try
at Disney? Yeah.
No, Disney's method is to buy what's popular and then, trash it.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Yes.
Hey, man. I thought the new trilogy of Star Wars had a great protagonist that I'll never forget. What's her name again?
There you go.
Leia?
Marianne?
Oh, no. I thought Mary
Sue. Oh, wait. I got it. Mary Sue.
There we go.
Because nobody likes her stories but her.
Yes.
I remembering the original Ren and Stimpy, the things that are said in it, if that was on television nowadays, it would get banned. I mean, there was in my later teenage.
I mean, that's why it's on Comedy Central, because Comedy Central always has those raunchy things that probably should be banned and not see the light of day, but are somehow still there.
It shouldn't have been on Cartoon Network. I mean, my God. You ever see the episode of
Renaissance? Oh, no, it was on Nickelodeon, not Cartoon Network.
Oh, yeah, right. Well,
even worse. Because Nickelodeon's
now... Adult Swim, you mean. You mean Adult Swim.
No, like Rugrats would come on, and then Ren and Stimpy, and it's like, that's a totally different thing.
Like, that took a turn, right?
Yeah.
Or the... Even Ah Real Monsters was, like, kind of, like, risque a little bit.
Weird.
Oh, yeah, that was cool, though. I love Ah Real Monsters.
That was a good show.
It was a good show.
I got all the episodes of that.
Nice.
DVD box set.
You know what else was a good show?
Yep.
Oh.
That's a good show.
That's a SWAT Cats, if you remember that shit.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that from
I gotta get that.
And it scared the fuck out of Ted Turner. Sorry for my swearing, but it scared the hell out of Ted Turner. So bad that he had to start censoring anything that resembled a gun or a tank getting blown the hell up.
Oh my God.
I mean, you've heard the localizations of Yu-Gi-Oh, right? From Japan to the United States. Yeah. In Japan, they all had guns. All the bad guys had guns. That's why they all stood like that, with their fingers pointing.
And
in the United States, they're like, oh no, this is showing guns. We better take out the guns. But they didn't, like, redo the art style to have them not have the weird finger point.
I'm pretty sure they did that.
They were just being lazy bastards.
Didn't like Team Rocket used to have guns? Or
there was one Simpson. There was one Pokemon episode where they had guns, and then that got
Yeah, I remember.
There was
what
also
started Pokemon that was episode. Actually an old man.
There was also a Pokemon episode where they actually murdered people, and that never saw the light of day, not even in Japan. But somehow it got uncovered by someone.
There is an episode. Hmm. There are in the early episodes, Team Rocket would have bazookas. I do recall in one of the first few episodes, Team Rocket held up a store with actual guns.
Oh,
but then again, it was like a Western thing. In another episode with Dratini in the first series, they had one where Team Rocket got a hold of a pair of revolvers because a guy had revolvers.
What the heck?
There's an episode where James had inflatable breasts.
I remember that one.
Yeah, both Jesse and James.
Oh God.
Yeah, they were.
Don't forget the episode that only aired in Japan with Porygon. That
electric soldier Porygon that caused 800 seizures.
Television warfare.
It literally caused 800
remember
seizures.
Remember that? Oh,
and they took it off.
Remember that GIF I sent of Misty turning into a Vaporeon? That's where that shit's from. I'm
sure
not joking.
That didn't happen in the show. That's an anime. I think that's someone made. It's well made. I'm not going to disagree with that, but it's not actual canon.
Man,
am a complete dumbass.
I saw some clips of Electric Soldier Porygon like on YouTube, and oh my goodness gracious, I cannot believe they put that on television. Like, it literally induces seizures.
We were young, naive, and stupid. Mm-hmm. What did you expect?
How were the Japanese at the time supposed to know that bright flashing lights and multiple colors was going to send multiple people to hospital with seizures?
It was for a long time, too. Like 5 minutes straight of just flashes. Like, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually got the episode, too.
TV was wild back in the day. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Especially during like the 2005 reign of like South Park, frickin' Aqua Teen Hunger Force, dare I say, the one too. That would be the most condemned, Minority Team. Oh, God.
Okay. No. That's nothing on Happy Tree Friends and Friends.
Oh, that was a good show.
It was. That's
fucking bad shit crazy.
Yeah.
I missed the
news. A lot of shit started on Newgrounds.
Yeah, it used to be like a web series, and then they decided to make a TV show out of it for some
guys.
Reason.
Wow. All right. So I think that I guess that's where we're at for the week, isn't it though? But just before I round off though, speaking of guns, I do have a gun shaped treat for y'all.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Jolt. We can't have guns. They haven't approved it yet.
No, wait, I was supposed to talk about another show.
Try it. No, that show deserves... I know what you're thinking. That show deserves to die in a fire. So guns, it is. Though. Guns are better. And we support yes. guns. And I'll show you with a picture that has come up. That's just come up on our art feed. This is it.
Show it.
Yeah. That's cool.
I like it.
Yeah. Guns don't kill people. I do.
The human race isn't safe from the OWO.
Oh, fuck, sir.
It's been 20 years since we've been invaded by the Uwu Boji Boji people.
Uwu?
Who made that? Terry?
I know, Bradley made that. It was a fantastic piece of art. And you know what? No. And if you can, you know, get your hands and stock up, grab yourself some guns. Yeah, think that's all taken care of.
Nothing would terrify me more than watching someone in a wolf
and
suit
considering
come down,
the picture
come down the street with a gun.
That would be pretty bonkers. Definitely.
Oh, we got Avera to save bonkers. We need to have someone start a bonkers counter.
Bonkers
every time that happens.
Yeah,
a drinking game. Every time he says bonkers, take a shot.
Oh no!
I gotta get that show.
We'd be drunk by the end of the show.
I think you know what? We would be absolutely destroyed
if we drink.
No, we will be absolutely destroyed if we drank every time Orion says the thing is.
Yeah, definitely. If you drink what I drink.
He's a fluffy space man.
Not freaking moonshine.
What? No, I drink Everclear.
Yep.
Yeah, the 90% stuff.
Take a shot every time Aeon's inflection goes higher than, like, 3 decibels.
Oh, God. Well, I'd be dead.
Oh, jeez. But, yeah. Did you look at that?
Sorry, I have a voice issue control problem.
Take a shot every time Noble is sewing something.
So, basically, just continuously drink the entire stream. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Yeah,
alcohol, blood alcohol poisoning's okay, right?
I don't know. We'll have to do a drunk stream that'll rival, you know, who's Kage's drunk streams.
Oh God, yeah, his wine streams.
Warcrux, the only one I know that gets drunk heavily is Warcrux.
If I can only even get close to anything on wine,
there's a good live comment for Avira.
Oh yeah, is it from Native?
Yeah.
I don't care about how many times he says, I just need to hit Abe save bonkers at least once a week.
Aw, well, happy to oblige.
Wish granted. So, I guess that's where we are at the week, though. What a cycle, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it'd be better sitting here and, you know, being stuck. So who's
And
like
I
close
decided
up?
To do something fun.
I'll start, so... Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. It was lots of fun, especially since, like, we got on a tangent a little bit. But remember, if anything else, take this away from today's show. If you're a victim to early 2000s glomping, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
All right.
What the hell does that even mean?
You don't know... Oh, gosh, you don't know what glomping is?
I can't remember myself.
I'll explain it after the show.
The 90s are best forgotten.
Same with the early 2000s.
Aeon?
I really don't know how much have much to say except why video games is a prescription. John Cage trying to line his pockets again, but Beavis and Butthead need to make a fucking comeback. Give them a second chance. MTV fucked them up last go. And that's all right. Pretty much all I can say. Vaya con Dios and whatever.
Good. Noble?
Honestly, try to keep sane.
This is why you should, I think you should honestly have like, you, welcome to the thing, you must be this sane to enter.
Wait, then how did we get
no.
here?
I am probably the most insane one here, probably then.
Yeah, well, you're the one who has a fireproof suit.
Yeah, you should show the video.
I like crazy, but not friggin'. Not when I think I've, like, I'm being this destructive.
Destruction
yeah, there,
is
there,
nice!
There was no damage at all in after the video.
Yeah. I'll show it to you guys after. But yeah, I take your word for it. You've done it. I saw it. But yeah, you got anything to close up the show with?
Me?
Yeah.
Just the usual pickles.
Oh, right. How did we forget that? Doesn't stack up with other words. Oh well. Hey, Vera.
Well, what a week this was. Just thanks for tuning in, everybody. This was super awesome. And hashtag Orc Lives Matter.
I was about to say that too. I was about to say, don't forget Orc Lives Matter.
Yeah. We're gonna join them to them latest march on their peaceful march to Minas Tirith.
Wait. Can we start a new hashtag Uwu Lives Matter?
Oh, that sounds good.
Uwu.
Uwu.
It drives me crazy, but I mean, still.
All right. So, as always, you know, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as we did in the production of the show. Our episodes are always available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and more on later on. And, of course, our armbands, considered by the one-man Trigger Factory, will be available, as always, on furryraiders.org web store. We'll have more in stock in the meantime, so stay tuned and we'll keep you posted. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye.
Bye.